giant lake freighters are constantly passing through the port here in Duluth, Minnesota. However, one ship is moored here permanently, a Regal vessel that helps people understand the importance of moving goods on the Great Lakes. We climb aboard on this edition of the American Countryside.
It all starts with a seed. Wilcross soybeans will work on your farm. Understanding the challenges of each changing year, Wilcross is working with you to deliver new products, new solutions, and new opportunities. With Roundup Ready 1, Roundup Ready 2, Liberty Link, and conventional seed options, we will help you find the product that fits the need of your farm. Product, good prices, good service. Wilcross Seed. You can visit us at wilcrossseed.com.
The William A. Irvin was the flagship for U.S. Steel. Brian Theory shares the story from the ship that sailed from 1938 to 1978.
It was called the Queen of the Lakes because it would carry passengers on board. There is a very elegant passenger quarters on here. The passengers didn't have to pay. They were here by invitation only.
U.S. Steel's guests would enjoy comforts not found on many Great Lakes freighters. For instance, there's walnut and oak paneling in the staterooms and dining room, and an extra deck for guests. Even the normally ugly parts are pretty.
If you can say an engine room is pretty, this has a pretty engine room. There's brass rails all over. It's pretty impressive. Yeah, all the brass and all of the overtime it took to keep it clean and shiny was here to impress those guests.
But this ship did have a purpose, similar to many of its less elegant cousins.
It would haul iron ore, and in later years it was taconite, which is a processed iron ore. It also hauled coal, limestone, and loads of slag once in a while.
The Irvin is 600 feet long and 60 feet wide. Today, it is open to visitors in Duluth Harbor.
It was laid up because it was too small. U.S. Steel started coming out with their big 1,000-footers, and one of those 1,000-footers would replace five of these boats, and they would have a faster turnaround. Those big ones can go a 5.5-day round trip, and this one took seven. It also took 32 men to fully crew the Irvin, and these big ships can get by with crews as small as 21 people.
What is it like to be a crew member on these Great Lakes ships? It's next time, as we travel the countryside in Duluth, Minnesota. I'm Andrew McCray.